Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load. Let go and let God.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with Art Soriano. Hi, everyone. Did you have a good week? I hope so. And more importantly, I hope you found time to pray to Jesus. When we pray, we find ourselves in a completely different state of mind, one of peace and contentment. That's because when we pray, Jesus gives us a sense of calm, removing all our fears, worries, and anxieties. The more we pray, the stronger our relationship with the Lord becomes, and in time, we learn how to let go and let God, which is when we give all our problems and challenges to the Lord and let Him handle them, letting us live much happier lives. It took me a long time to understand what I just told you, because for too many years, I had very little faith and I didn't pray. Thankfully, in 2010, my life changed when the Lord intervened, and through a series of events no doubt created by Him, I found Jesus. And to this day, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening, because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about being quick to criticize, and how, as Christians, we should not be critical of anyone, and rather than focus on what we don't like about someone, we should look for something we do like about them. On today's show, we'll speak about one of the most important duties for all Christians, and that is showing compassion. When Jesus walked the earth 2,000 years ago, He demonstrated enormous compassion for all those He encountered. As Christians, we're committed to putting the needs of others before our own, and within that obligation, showing compassion is an important part. We're in a mall, and someone in a hurry races past the shopper, knocking her and her packages on the ground. We could ignore what we saw and just keep walking, or we can show compassion, stop, help the woman up, make sure she's okay, and pick up her packages. We're driving in a rural area with no cell phone service, and we pass a driver on the side of the road whose car's broken down. We could just keep going, or we could show compassion, stop, and offer assistance. If we ourselves are not mechanically inclined, offer them a ride to the nearest gas station, and if we don't feel safe doing that, let the driver know. We'll stop at the nearest station and tell them to send a tow truck. Showing compassion is very easy, and because it's part of our Christian faith, it's something we should be in the habit of whenever possible. But what happens, unfortunately, is that too many of us are so preoccupied with our own lives, we become almost oblivious to those around us. We're in a hurry, so even if we notice the woman who was knocked down with her packages, we convince ourselves we don't have the time to help her, as well as with the stranded driver on the side of the road with no cell service, because we don't have the time to stop. That's not being Christian. In the Bible it says, 1 Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, "Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the laws of Christ." This Bible verse is telling us that we should put ourselves in the other person's position, and that when we do, we'll clearly see how and why we need to show compassion. If we were knocked down with packages or stranded on the roadside with no cell service, wouldn't we want someone to help us? Of course we would, and that's what this Bible verse is telling us. Showing compassion is one of the laws of our God and one of our commitments as Christians. Understanding the importance of compassion is another part of living life as a Christian. Today's topic is showing compassion. When we're kind to others, doing nice things for them and helping them, we're pleasing the Lord because putting the needs of others first is a commitment of all Christians. And in order to do that, we must show compassion. When we are compassionate, it brings us great joy as well because we feel good that we're able to provide something pleasing to the person we showed compassion. The woman in the mall and the driver stranded on the road would both be grateful for our assistance. That's not why we help them, but the feeling we receive when we help someone in need is a wonderful feeling to experience. More importantly, we please the Lord, who in time may reward us with one of His good deeds, granting us something we didn't expect, showing His thanks to us for our compassion toward others. The first song I'm going to play today has a nice Christian message, and it ties into the theme of today's show. One of the ways we show compassion is when we are generous. The song I'm about to play is called "Giving is Much Better Than to Receive." There is no greater feeling than to give, and when we are generous and give to others, we feel tremendous joy in our hearts because we've made them happy. We've demonstrated generosity and compassion, and most importantly, we've pleased the Lord. In the song verses, we hear how we should not put our needs first and only think about ourselves, but how we should be generous to others, for that's what God wants us to do. We'll hear how it is God who gave us the ability to give. Then in the chorus, we'll hear what it means when we give to others and how wonderful that feels. The words in the chorus are, "Giving is a feeling that comes from your heart. The Lord says to give, for we shall not want. Giving helps so many, all those who are in need. Giving is much better than to receive." Please listen now to my song, "Giving is Much Better Than to Receive."
Many in this world have so much they could share. Some just don't see the need, others just don't care. But when we learn to give, we find the meaning of love. For every good gift comes from God above. God taught us all to love and to give. Open your heart, it's how we should live.
Giving is a feeling that comes from your heart.
Thank you. was better. Giving is the feeling that comes from your heart. The Lord says to give, but we shall not want. Giving out so many, all those who are in need. Giving is much better.
Be right back.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
Call 800-511-6322. 800-511-6322. That's 800-511-6322.
We're talking about showing compassion. To be compassionate toward others is a practice that all Christians must adhere to, because one of the most important laws of our God is to put the needs of others first and before our own. We do that when we are compassionate toward others. Showing compassion is not something we should need to think about, but rather something that should happen automatically as Christians. But as I said earlier, we too often become so preoccupied with our own lives that we become oblivious to the needs of others. One way we can prevent that from happening is through prayer. We need to pray to Jesus and ask Him to help us open our eyes to what takes place around us and to notice those who we see are in need. If we truly want to be the best Christians we can be, then showing compassion to others is something we must be willing to do at all times. Praying to Jesus and asking for His help to always make us mindful of others will allow us to react compassionately without hesitation, following the laws and commands of our God. Through prayer, Jesus can and will keep us aware of those around us and those to whom we should show compassion. Our compassion could be something as simple as helping an elderly man reach a package in the grocery store, to helping a family member with a terminal illness get to the medical facility for the weekly treatments they need. There is no measurement of what is a more compassionate gesture than others. It's simply following God's command and, as Christians, something we must all adhere to. So pray to Jesus and ask for His guidance and wisdom to allow us to be compassionate to others without any hesitation, automatically, and most importantly, without being ignorant about someone's needs because we're focused only on ourselves. So as we go through our week, pray to Jesus and ask Him to let us become more aware of those who may need our help. Understanding how prayer can strengthen our ability to follow the laws and commands of our God is another step in living life as a Christian. As we continue talking about showing compassion, we can turn to the Bible where it says, Colossians chapter 3, verse 12, "Put on then as God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, compassionate hearts, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience." This Bible verse makes it clear about what it means to be a Christian, and having a compassionate heart is one of the requirements. The next song I'm going to play is a song that is very dear to me. As I have mentioned many times on this show, I struggled with my faith for many years. It wasn't until the Lord opened my eyes in 2010, when I was recovering from cancer, that I started to discover my faith and connection to Jesus. It wasn't an overnight journey. In fact, it took me a while to get there, and in the beginning, I found myself with many doubts, questions, and uncertainties. The song I'm about to play is called "Here I Am." In the verses, we hear me praying to Jesus, sharing my doubts, and asking why life is so hard. And then in a chorus, me calling out to Jesus and asking Him if He hears my prayers, and if He does, to please help me with his strength and guidance. Please listen now to my song, Here I Am.
Never want to walk alone. I know that I am not strong on my own. Lord, every day I pray, even if it's just to thank you for today. But why is life at times so hard? So many struggles tell me why. Oh God, I have my faith, I give my heart, but sometimes I wonder where you are. Here I am, do you hear me calling? Here I am, catch me from falling. Be my guide and always by my side. Take my hand, lead me, here I am. Never would I abandon.
Be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, we celebrate the 22nd Sunday in Ordinary Time. In the Gospel, we hear Jesus facing Pharisees from Jerusalem who were accustomed to hand washing before eating. They noticed that some of Jesus' disciples ate their meals with unclean hands, and they asked Jesus why his disciples did not follow the traditions of the elders. In responding, Jesus says, "You disregard God's commandment, but cling to human traditions." In essence, Jesus was telling them, it's how we act with our compassion toward one another and our love and devotion to our God is what matters and not the custom we deem important. I chose Psalm 15 for today, He Who Does Justice. The message of the psalm is for us to think about how we are invited to live in God's presence. I use the ancient text when writing the music, supported by a contemporary musical style and arrangement. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 15, He Who Does Justice.
He who does justice will live in the presence of the Lord, of the Lord. He who does justice will live in the presence of the Lord.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
Call 800-511-6322. 800-511-6322. That's 800-511-6322.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, You Can Take It With You. There once was a rich man who was near death. He was very grieved because he had worked so hard for his money and he wanted to be able to take it with him to heaven. So he began to pray that he might be able to take some of his wealth with him. An angel heard his plea and appeared to him, "Sorry, but you can't take your wealth with you." The man begged the angel to speak to God to see if he might bend the rules. The man continued to pray that his wealth could follow him. The angel reappeared and informed the man that God had decided to allow him to take one suitcase with him. Overjoyed, the man gathered his largest suitcase and filled it with pure gold bars and placed it beside his bed. Soon afterward, he died and showed up at the gates of heaven to greet St. Peter. St. Peter, seeing the suitcase, said, "Hold on, you can't bring that in here." The man explained to St. Peter that he had permission and asked him to verify his story with the Lord. Sure enough, St. Peter checked it out, came back and said, "You're right, you are allowed one carry-on bag, but I'm supposed to check its contents before letting it through." St. Peter opened the suitcase to inspect the worldly items that the man found too precious to leave behind and exclaimed, "You brought pavement?" The great street of the city of heaven was of pure gold. Revelation chapter 21, verse 21. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God show us the way.